Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show, here with Tony and Angus from Adio Media, episode 13. And today we're going to be going through the ultimate video checklist. Yeah. Not just the wishy-washy one, not a crappy one, this is the ultimate.
You will not find a better video checklist than this one. So that's our commitment to you as well. So the purpose and the point of this checklist is ultimately to help save you time, effort, and energy, and have you producing magnetic, engaging, entertaining, and patient-attracting videos. So, you know, we need our videos to be entertaining and engaging, or otherwise people aren't going to get through it. We want them to be magnetic because as they're scrolling through their news feeds, whether it be on Instagram or Facebook, it has to stop them. So there is a tremendous amount of noise going on. And if your videos aren't calling that person to a halt, then they're going to keep on flipping through and not get to see your magnificence that's happening through there as well. And, you know, we want patient tracking. I mean, if we want videos that lots of people watch, then I'm going to suggest what you do is make cat videos. People will love cat videos, dog videos as well, but it ain't going to bring business to your practice as well. So they need to be patient attracting videos as well. So we have a checklist here for you that's all been graphic designed. Let's see if I can get the colors on it. There it is. Lots of nice pictures through it that will tell you at the very end how you can get a hold of that and download it. It's a great little thing to put inside your video bag or to have around you when you want to start making videos. So, Dr. T, kick it off with step number one.
Change the skin and we'll get going, hey? So the ultimate video checklist, step number one, or the first thing on that checklist is to make sure that you actually prepare a script or at least an outline of what you're going to be going through in your video. We would never shoot a video where we don't know at least the steps that we're going to follow. And it might simply be some dot points, but we want to prepare that and have it prepared in advance so that we know exactly where we're going with each video.
Yeah, it's tempting when you're busy to want to wing it so you can get through the video as quickly as you possibly can. When you don't have an outline, when you don't have a script, then a couple of things are more likely to happen. You're more likely to waffle, so your video is more likely to be much more longer than what it ought to be. When your video is longer than what it ought to be, then there's more opportunities for your audience to turn off and for it to be not as engaging. Also, when you're not prepared and you don't have an outline or a script, you're much more likely to make a whole bunch of mistakes. And so the time that you might make by not preparing beforehand is going to need multiple takes, and it's going to be a whole bunch more time with your editing afterwards. So sit down. What is our video about today? What are our key points? Do I want to memorize it word for word and then add it all together, which is a great strategy? Do I want to put dot points? So what you can't see here, behind the camera here, we have a big whiteboard that we have the 9 points on. Now, we've also have the 9 points here, and we also spoke about them last night and again before the show. So we know where we're going with this preparation to keep us on track. So step number one is take some time to prepare at least a script or an outline. Know where you're going with this as well. Even the most seasons of video pros will have an outline as well. So that's step number one.
Just to add a couple of things that I think is really, really important point there on preparing is to really know who this video is going to be for. Who's the audience? Who do you want watching this video? And what is their problem that you're going to solve?
Yeah.
What is this video going to solve for this person?
Yeah.
So there you go. Step one.
So
prepare.
Amy's saying here, so Amy has a four box kind of grid that she works through when she's... So I'm thinking Amy is leaving you for dead as far as preparation and checklist.
I've got a bit of a crush on Amy, I tell you.
I'm sure you're not the only
one. Amy, I'll leave my number and private message.
Afterwards too. So step number two is we always like to do a run through before we go live with our video. So whether it be a live video like we're doing now, or on the flip side of that, whether it be, you know, videos that we're preparing in terms of batches. So a quick read out loud, sometimes what looks good in writing when you say that out loud, you stumble on words. I mean, it's been different times and there's words that I've written down. I try to say them out loud 3 or 4 times. Doesn't work. I need to change that word. So a practice beforehand, you know, lubricate the voice box, get going, understand where it is your intonation, how do things flow. So a run through beforehand is really, really helpful. Again, you've got your outline, step number two, straight into a run through.
Mm. Yeah. I like a run through as well for knowing what my body's going to be doing. What naturally works for my body language when I'm giving across the message, doing the video. Because I often stumble, I think I have to be too stiff or not stiff enough, but getting used to what I'm saying and how it's flowing both verbally but also kinesthetically is important for me.
Great. So for those of you that are joining us now, we're working our way through the ultimate video checklist. So this is the checklist that Tony and I have put together after making probably thousands of videos and years of working on it too. These are the steps that we follow so that we make sure that we have the best chance of us ending up making engaging, entertaining, and patient attracting videos as well. So at the end of the show, we'll give you the address where you can go to download this as well. So as we're working our way through this, if you've got questions, we'd love to know your thoughts. If you've got other things that you want to add to, then just pop it on into the comments through here. We can keep a dialogue going back and forwards there too. So step number one was all about making sure that there's a preparation, prepare a script or an outline. Step number two was make sure you have a little run through beforehand as well. Practice. Practice before you perform. And step number three, Tom, let's get onto some sort of nitty-gritties as well.
Well, let's look at lighting. Step number three is make sure that your environment is well lit. Now, might be a bit harder when you've got a bald, shiny, scone like mine, but we need to make sure that there is proper light. And, you know, we often teach people that all you really need is your mobile phone. And one of the downsides of that is a small camera, which means we need it really well lit if you are using, well, any camera, but particularly your mobile phone. So whether that's having natural light, making sure there's a window behind the camera, or whether you've got some lights, studio lights like we have, it's not a huge investment, but it can make a massive, massive difference. So just make sure that it's really well lit.
Mm. So we have a simple three-point lighting going here, one either side of us here, and then one down behind. But again, Tony said a great point. The mobile devices, which are what we're suggesting that you'd be doing most, if not all, of your filming on, natural light is great. They work beautifully. So a big bright window that you're looking at, not a big bright window behind you. A bright window behind you is going to look terrible because you'll get all blown out and the exposure will be terrible as well. So lighting is great. And again, we have studio lights in here, but you know, head on down to Bunnings, Walmart, just a couple of lights. Choose daylight globes. You know, you can get a simple, in fact, I think if you go and even have a Wistia, W-I-S-T-I-A, Wistia, do a search for budget lighting kit and they kind of go through how to get a lighting kit set up for less than $100. It's a great kind of walkthrough.
At the hardware store.
At the hardware store as well. So
very good.
Think about it. Your mobile phones are great for shooting film, but be careful because they don't work all that great in low light kind of solutions. So
Amy's just said that we look super handsome today. Oh, no, the studio lighting looks great. I'm assuming that means we look great as well, Amy, but I'll take it that way.
Yes, it is. So nice and simple. In fact, we mean to put together, we'll put a little behind the scenes of what our studio looks like here as well. So, you know, it's a very simple setup here. You know, it gives a feel of reproducibility that you can kind of see where our videos are at. That's kind of, we're going to talk about backgrounds in a moment there as well, different ways of backgrounds. But simple setup, doesn't need to be fancy, and for, you know, less than a couple of $100, you can get a really great professional looking setup as well. So step number four, we go from lights. Step number four is all that. Please be really aware of background sounds. We harp on about this a lot because it's super important. We think about video and we get all stuck on the visual side of things. What's the backgrounds? What's my lighting? I want a really brilliant camera. But we ignore sound, you know, background sounds, clocks ticking, fans on, music in the background, you know, people in the office working. It can be super distracting. And when it gets super distracting, yeah, great. I talk about this example lots. You know, having a brilliant background, you know, a great guy, you know, Dr. Mark, whose stuff I love to follow, shot this wonderful video of him on a chairlift over in the Alps in the south of France. Stunning look, great background. But as soon as I hit play on that video, all I could hear was the background noise of the wind. I didn't get more than 15 seconds in the video and I'll turn it off. So what I know is that your audience will be much more likely to watch videos of you that have really lousy video but have great sound. But they won't watch videos that have poor sound with great video. Did I say the right way?
Yeah, you did say that the right way.
Yeah. So anything more that you would add to sound through
here? Even just little things like, you know, you picking up this piece of paper and, you know, these are distracting noises. You know, if we can just, some people talk and they tap their finger on a table, that's annoying. Just so what's your personal habits as well that produces some background noise?
Yeah, we've had times when we've had the microphones that we have on at the moment are kind of lapel microphones, but you've caught me with it before. When I have the other microphone here in front of me, if I kind of tap on the table there too, it comes across as quite a thud. There's a couple of podcasts I listened to recently where a guest kind of had that kind of thought with things as well. Yeah. So
Amy's saying it, even a mouse click can be annoying if you're sitting next to your laptop and you're clicking your mouse. Absolutely.
Yeah. So the other thing too, so if you're shooting with your mobile device, then it means this, you can't have the mobile device a long way from you. So we need it to be close enough so it picks up good quality. The cameras in them are great. The microphones in them are not all that great. So you do need to be close. Mm. You need to turn off background sound. And then also what I would suggest, a great investment would be an external mic for your mobile device. Super cheap. I mean, you can start getting stuff for $50 onwards from there as well. We love the Rode products, R-O-D-E, are really good ones for us to kind of look at as well. So invest in an external microphone. It'll be one of those things that you can do to really improve the standard. So I think we're on to step number five.
So that was step four, minimize the background sounds. Step five, simple as it sounds, turn off your phone.
Yes.
Put it on do not disturb. You know, we've got our phone out here and it's on do not disturb, so there's no noises. Often we've had, you know, halfway through a great video and the phone will ring.
Yeah.
Whether that's your practice phone, if you're doing the video in your office, or whether it's your mobile device, turn them on silent. Make sure there's no background noise coming in. No phones ringing. We've actually done lives. I'm sure people are watching today have seen us do a live. And the phone will ring. Mm. It's annoying, both for us because it takes us off track, but also for those watching. It's annoying. It doesn't put across a great level of professionalism.
So I'm going to say a step further because this is time that it's caught us before. Even having our phone on Do Not Disturb, sometimes calls still go through. I don't know why. I know there's a setting in that says that if this person's in your favorite that it can go through. But even with all those turned off, there have been times when I have it on Do Not Disturb and we still get calls through. So turn your phone off. You know, one, it can look unprofessional, but two, if you're halfway through an absolutely rocking video where you've nailed the feel, the emotion, you've got it all in a flow there, and then the phone rings, it's like, ah. So turn your phone off that you're recording with. Turn the other phones off, which is another part of the background signals that we've got coming on as well. So that's just a no-brainer there. You know, as you're moving through this as well. So,
and looking at no-brainers, I mean, as you said earlier, you know, pilots have a checklist. You know, I'm sure on their checklist is put seatbelt on. Like the simple things are often sometimes the things that we forget about, you know, because we're too busy worried about microphone levels and all the technical aspects that we forget to turn our phone off or something simple.
If there's one that has caught us recently, even not so long ago, in fact, I think I was doing a Facebook Live here practice. And again, that's where I've stopped taking my phone on Do Not Disturb any longer. I just turn it off, make sure that I have my Wi-Fi.
There you go, Liv. Great point. If the same number rings twice in 20 seconds, it'll come through.
Right.
Wow. It's like hot stuff. I really want you. And through it comes. Liv, I'll stop calling you twice in 20 seconds.
That sounds like my kids calling me because they need something essential. Like, what are we having for dinner tonight, Dad? I need to know. Mackenzie, particularly my daughter, obsessed about what are we having for dinner. It's the highlight of going through. So if you're joining us now, we're working our way through the ultimate video checklist. So this is a 9-point checklist that Tony and I have put together over years of making videos to help you put together engaging, entertaining, patient-attracting, magnetic videos as well. So a quick review, we went through step number one as I bring this back. Oh, that was loud, talking about noises. Prepare a script, an outline. Run through it beforehand. Practice. Practice is what makes perfect for us as well. Make sure your environment is well lit. If you're using your phone, natural light is the absolute key. That's step number three. Step number four, we talked about decreasing background sounds. So would that be, again, turning off your phone ring, turning off other phones, background sounds as well. Step number five, turn off your phone as well. Olivia just kind of helped us out by saying the same person rings twice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. So that's a great tip as well. So number six.
Yeah, number six is super important, is to check the storage in your camera. You know, often cameras are running on SD cards, micro SD cards, and they have a capacity. You know, we run a show here, it's taking gigabytes at a time each show. It adds up, and you know, if you're not checking the storage as to what's left, you might be left high and dry. You might, again, be, like Angus said, halfway through an awesome video, nailing everything, and then all of a sudden your camera shuts down because you haven't got any storage left. Nothing worse. So check your storage before you start shooting, and always have a spare memory device, spare SD card, whatever it's recording onto, have a spare one handy.
Yeah, always have extra. Don't cut it tight with that too. Again, in the early days, I've shot 30-minute training videos that I didn't realize that it cut off, 5 minutes into it. And if I'm doing a self-film and I don't have somebody here to let me know, I'm assuming that camera is ticking ahead. Mm. I'm off in a zone really teaching something, and then I get back to it and it's like, that's frustrating. So check your memory. What am I, how much space? Not as much of an issue if we're going live now, although we are recording this as well. But make sure that you've got plenty of memory. Memory on our phones, on our cameras and our devices and stuff is cheap now. If you're going out there to buy a new device, I always pay the extra for the more memory. So it's worth having that extra space as well. So on to step seven. Before we get on to step seven, it's that same theme there too. If you've got thoughts about other things, questions in around our checklist so far, or other ones we haven't mentioned yet, maybe they're going to be in this last three that we're going to talk about, then let us know. If you're joining us, then jump on in and say hi. One of the benefits of us live at this stage is that we get to kind of have a bit of a conversation there too. So Amy is warming her heart all the way through with lots of great advice, so we appreciate it. And again, Amy has her own live shows that she runs and does a brilliant job too. She's a pro at this stuff, so we appreciate you, Amy, sharing with us now as well.
I'd like to put a call out as well for outfits. If there's anything you'd like to see Angus wearing during our show, please let us know. He's very keen to outdo me on the outfits. But we're saying that, on to step seven. Step seven, a lot like checking your storage, we want to make sure your battery level is adequate. Not just adequate, is very good. Because again, nothing worse than something cutting out because your battery's flat. We make sure that when we start, we've got enough battery, or we've got power plugged in, not using the battery, but using power. Just check it. It's a 3 second check. It'll save you.
Yeah. And I know if you're sitting there going, look, this is so obvious, I can't believe you guys make this mistake. Maybe that's a reflection of Tony and I as well. But we see this happen again and again. It's the very basic things that check us up, that will trip us up. The big major things we tend to do a really great job of, but it's having enough battery that's important. For those same things, it's frustrating. If you've set up to say, listen, this afternoon, I'm going to actually batch my videos. I've got five all planned out like we talked about. And you get there, you've got your camera and the battery's flat. And you've got to sit around for, 30 minutes, an hour for that to charge up enough to get it. I mean, it's a waste of your valuable time where you could be doing other, whatever it is that floats your boat as well.
We've done it.
Yeah.
We've sat there waiting for the battery to charge up. It's frustrating.
So you can get things, charging blocks, which I now carry a charging block around with me all the time for that situation so I can, there are situations sometimes if you're out filming on a location, maybe at the gym or something like that too, that you can't run power straight to it. So charging blocks can be helpful. Mm-hmm. But please, please, please make sure that you have enough power going onto your phone. I make sure I'm all charged up this morning while we're doing this as well. So I want to say hi to Mary, who's jumped in as well. Yeah. So Mary, thanks for joining us as well. On to number eight.
Step eight of the nine step
it's a tough one.
Checklist.
Believe it or not, we actually did this beforehand.
Sometimes they say you can't polish a turd, but it's hard to imagine that we, Angus and I, would never look unbelievable. But we always check ourselves in the mirror before we start, because presentation is important. So step eight is have a look in the mirror. Just check yourself out. Make sure you haven't got coffee stains running down your face or something like spinach or something in your teeth. Just do a quick check and just make sure that you're presentable. We want to be putting our best foot forward when we're putting these videos together. Remember, the world is watching. You want to be yourself, but you want to be your best self. And a quick check in the mirror can, get all those lippy kiss marks off your cheek, all that sort of stuff.
And some of it, gang, is about really, what is your brand like? We're not sitting here now in suit and tie and jackets, those kind of things. It's not who we are. But if that's who you are and that's how you dress when you're in practice, then go for that. Whatever your feel is right for you. But taking a moment to make sure that you reflect that brand, whatever it is we don't mind. If you're hair messed up and all that kind of stuff, if that's you and that's your brand, then, we want to honor that. And there's also times for that as well of, we talk about, and in fact, the gang over at Live Streaming Pros talk about life streams. And we've used that word beforehand. In fact, and Amy, one of the teachers over there as well. A live stream is that much more raw, real type sort of feel where it is a little bit less produced. It's okay. But that being said too, you know, make sure that you don't, you know, again, touch stuff in your teeth, faces clean, those kind of things. A moment to look at your presentation beforehand. When potential patients, when your community are watching your videos are a reflection of the service in your practice. If they see you unprepared, unscripted, unkept, I'm going to assume that that's the same quality type sort of care that I'm going to get inside your practice as well. So take a moment, clean yourself up, make sure that you're also kind of looking great as you move forwards as well there too. So any other thoughts with looking in the mirror?
Put your best foot forward, I think, is the overall message there of step number 8.
And on to step number 9, drum roll. And if sticking around, in a moment, we'll let you know exactly how you can download all of these, the checklist that goes along it as well. So step number 9, Tim.
Step number 9, guys, is always allow enough time. Nothing worse than you think, oh, just crank this video out in a short period of time because I've got 15 minutes before I've got to be at my next appointment or before the next patient comes in or before I've got to go and pick up the kids, whatever it is. Just allow enough time to do an amazing job. You know, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to give your best stuff out there. There's nothing worse than in the back of your mind while you're trying to give across this great video and give great value to your target audience is that you're worried about, God, I've got to be at the next gig. So just don't put that pressure on yourself. I would much rather you postpone the recording and do it when you've got plenty of time than squeezing it into to a tight time block.
Mm. So depending on who you listen to, and different numbers will throw up with this, but about 7% of communication is verbal, what you're actually saying. The other 90-odd percent there comes from things that are much more subtle. You know, if I'm in a hurry, if there is that sense of anxiety a little bit about me, that rush, it comes across. These are things that when it gets to the end of the video, this is the difference between somebody, you know, that video being magnetic and someone being drawn towards you and them just being a little iffy with regards to their next steps. So be relaxed. And you're right. You know, if you've got a 5-minute video that you need to shoot, then allow double that length of time so you're relaxed with it. I mean, we had a situation a few weeks ago. I got caught with a meeting just beforehand, some other stuff too. We go into it. You know, we haven't had a show that's full of mistakes forever. This one was because we fell for cutting the time a little bit tight. Mm. And so, you know, teacher school thyself. These are things that work for us, and we continue to add them as we move forwards as well. So don't rush it. You know, no one wants a rushed video as well. So whatever, if you've got enough time, then you've got enough time. But don't be trying to squeeze in there because it comes through in the feel of the video as well. So this has been our 9-point ultimate video checklist. Tone, want to run them through a summary of all 9 points again?
Let's go through it. Number 1, we want to prepare a script or at least an outline. Make sure you know who your audience is and what you're going to be talking about ahead of time. And then we're going to go step 2, which is actually to do a run through. Have a practice. Work out how you're going to say it, how you're going to use your body and your verbal, your language. Make sure that your environment is well lit, step number 3. Step number 4, we're going to make sure there's a decrease or we're going to reduce our background noises so there's no distractions going on. Step number 5, we're going to turn off the phone. Make sure you don't forget that one. Very simple, but important. Step number 6 is going to be, we're going to check the storage level of your memory, of your camera or your phone, depending on whatever you're recording on. Step number 7 is to check your battery levels. Very easy to forget about that, but make sure you've got plenty of battery life to shoot your great video. Number 8, Angus's favourite, look in the mirror. Make sure you're looking dapper, putting your best foot forward, okay? Step number 9 is to allow enough time. We've allowed enough time for this one, buddy. I don't have to be anywhere till next Thursday at 12:20.
Right, well, that's it. And if you want to get to the checklist that goes along with that, has all those tips to it, plus some other goodies as well, then head on over to adiomedia.com/13, the number 13. So adiomedia.com/13. There'll be a little spot there for you to put your name and email in, and we'll email that checklist straight to you. Print that out, have that somewhere where you normally take your videos, so you've got access to that all the time. And that'll be a long way towards helping you create some really great videos as well. So now comes the time for those of you that are still with us. Have you got any questions? Mm. Any kind of thoughts there too? So Amy, did we miss anything out? Any things on the checklist that you would suggest that you'd like to add there? You know, Mary and Olivia, the rest of you guys that have been with us for the show here, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Amy.
Any other thoughts there too?
She's just giving me a compliment for looking down the barrel right at her.
Tony, you're doing a great job looking at
if I wink at you, does that do anything? If anyone's got any questions, lay it on us. We'd love to know your thoughts. We'd love to know if there's anything that we missed. What did we miss? What else is on your checklist? I don't know. What could you add? You know what? Number 10, the bonus one on the checklist is be yourself. You know, I think we can get a bit caught up in be a bit stiff. You want to put across who you are, not just great information, but a great version of you. Be yourself. Don't try and be someone else. If I tried to be Angus, it wouldn't work. If Angus tried to be me, it wouldn't work either. So it's about...
Be yourself, everybody else is taken.
Everyone else is taken.
Yeah, there's an audience, gang, for everybody, and there's certainly an audience out there for you as well. You know, there are people looking for you. You don't... All we need to be is one chapter ahead in the book. You know, I we're talking about Jim Fortin the other day. There is this quote that, stop asking yourself, am I good enough? And start asking, what does the world need of me? I've thought about that a lot, that quote as well. So you start asking, what is it that the world needs of me in terms of when it comes to helping the world? We think video is a great tool. Here's a checklist that will really help you out there as well. So adiomedia.com/13 there as well. So Tone?
Another quote. I'll bring up another quote. I just was having a great conversation interview with Dr. Troy Dukowitz for the upcoming Thrive program that we've got. Keep an eye out for that one, gang. We've got Thrive coming up. His quote was, it's the who, not the do.
Yeah.
So it's not, again, we get caught up sometimes in the doing of stuff, but it's who you are. It's who you're being that's going to be the major attraction for your audience. So just remember, be the best version of you.
Yeah, great, gang. Hey, as always, thanks so much for all that you do. You guys are out there on a daily, weekly basis saving lives. We want to acknowledge you for that because it's rewarding work, but it's not always easiest. Sometimes the people that need our help are not always that great at following through with it. It takes us to take a stand there, hold people accountable to help them get the results they want. So we appreciate all the work that you do, that the lives that you save on a weekly basis. We want to acknowledge you for that. And part of our mission is to help you do a better job in reaching more people in your community so you can reach your mission. So we'll be back same time next week as well. We'll be sharing more tips, strategies on how to market your practice. As always, gang, thanks for all you're doing. Head on over to adiomedia.com/13. Download the checklist there as well. And love and best wishes to all you, gang, that were on with us live. If you're listening to this on the podcast, come and join us live. This is where all the fun happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Till next week.
We're out.
Later.
See you, gang.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.adiomedia.com.